welcome to MLW Confusion. I'm your host, Rob Cameron, bringing you all that you may or may not need to know about Major League Wrestling and its television programming. This week, we're going to take a look at MLW Fusion 189 Tag Team Tables Main Event, but first, the news. We got a couple of more matches coming up out of Fightland. That is coming up soon, November 18th. Two matches coming out of the Fusion Tape that's going around the Fightland event itself. First of which is Filthy Tom Lawler and a mystery partner representing Mr. St. Laurent's WTF, taking on the Beaumarchais Fight Club's Jay Bougie and O'Shea Edwards. Last time there was a mystery for WTF, it happened to be Big Gene Snitsky. Will it be him again? I don't know. And honestly, I don't even want to speculate, because speculation is not something a good podcaster does. So, we're going to just keep on moving on that. We also get word that the Callings' Jeff Cannonball will be taking on Jimmy Lloyd in a Thumbtacks Pit of Death match. The point of this here contest is to take your opponent and throw them into a giant pit of 25,000 thumbtacks. So this I'll talk about just kind of briefly. Not sure I like it. There. I don't know. I'm a fan of the deathmatch, fan of wild brawling. But this just kind of does nothing for me. I kind of dislike a lot of matches where, and it'll be hypocritical for me to say later on when we're having this tables match, but I dislike throw your opponent into a pit kind of matches, or throw your opponent into a pool of liquid style matches. I feel like that brings a little bit of too much weird randomness into it, and I don't think especially thumbtacks themselves add a whole lot to a match. There's just a bunch of little pointy objects that you can't necessarily control safely, whereas chairs and tables are a wee bit safer. But that's just me not feeling it. Maybe it's just the whole I'm getting kind of burnt out of a lot of just the seemingly random faux deathmatch stuff that MLW is doing. They're just not quite going all in on some of the crazy, and I feel like to, maintain an identity, they need to go all in on the crazy. Chamber of Horror style, baby. Or just general chaos of, our tables matches coming up here in a bit. But, prove me wrong. Go ahead. I eagerly await it, because there was really no losing me being proven wrong. Either I'm right, which is good for me, or I get a very good entertaining match, which is actually also good for me. So, yeah. Like it. Big match being announced. Matt Cardona versus Mance Warner. Loser leaves Major League Wrestling. I don't know what to think about this at all. Especially because they're really pushing Cardona and, making plans for the future, at least television-wise. And now he's in a Loser Leaves Town match against Mance Warner. And I really don't want to see old Mancer leave MLW either. I'm just going to crawl into my bag of tricks and assume, if Cardona is the one that loses, that there's going to be some sort of weird little power play that brings him back into the fold. Most logically, due to his contract with the World Titan Federation not being a valid MLW contract, so St. Laurent can do some weird backstage shenanigans and reinstate Cardona. I don't know, maybe that big book of blackmail Selena De La Renta now has can do something. I don't know. Either way, I feel like this is going to end up being kind of a letdown, because either Mancer's gone, or we're going to have to play some mental gymnastics to keep Cardona around. Or Cardona's leaving, which also I don't think is necessarily a good thing either. You guys can disagree with me on that one, but I do think ultimately Cardona will be good for MLW and has been pretty good for MLW as well. Anyway, these matches coincide with the rest of the announced card for Fightland. That is, again, September, November 18th at the Philadelphia 2300 Arena. In addition to this here match, we've also got announced Lucha Libre Rules Tag Team match as Rocky Romero and Barbaro Cavernario, with Selena De La Renta, of course, take on Mascara Dorada and Ichiban, number one. And for the World Heavyweight Championship, Alex Kane defends his championship against former champion Jacob Fatu. Ah, felt like I talked an awful lot there for that little segment. But I'm not done yet. Still not done that yet. Because we finally get the official debut date for Joshi superstar Miyu Yamashita. She is debuting at MLW One Shot, which is December 7th at the Melrose Ballroom in New York City. I think it's actually one day before she comes to Central Illinois for no good reason. But I digress. So she's one of the first people formally announced for the one-shot match. We'll see someone else, some other matches announced here tonight. All right, so enough about that. Let's talk about some in-ring action, shall we? Or at least the build-up to in-ring action via television programming. We start off Fusion with video highlights of the Calling versus the Second Gear Crew. They have been feuding for most of 2023 at this here point. Tonight we are going to see the latest chapter in that feud in a tag team tables match for the World Tag Team Championship. Following this, we go to WTF headquarters as Mr. Saint Laurent announces that Matt Cardona, the jewel of WTF Enterprises, will be taking on the winner of the Jacob Fatu Alex Kane championship match at One Shot. Now it is time that we get our introduction, go into Fusion proper. Joe Dombrowski, Matt Cardona, Matt Stryker. I cannot get through these darn intros, as a gimmick now. Not being able to, say somebody's name correctly going into the introduction segment of Fusion. Anyway, Matt Stryker, Joe Dombrowski are running down our show tonight. It isn't long, though, before we have our first match with the Callings Talon. Hey, that's right. Talon is not dead, ladies and gentlemen. He survived that vicious electrocutioning. That's a word. Totally a word. Totally a word, electrocutioning, at the hands of Mance Warner. He is, taking on Mance Warner. But the important, the biggest news out of this is that Talon is alive and well enough to jump old Mancer from behind before he can even take off his ring jacket. However, he misses a double stomp off the top rope. We have the flip-flop fly punches, big lariat, the jacket comes off, knee pad up, knee pad down, knee strike, 1, 2, 3, elementary, my dear Watson, as Mance Warner is your victor. Quick match, just to throw it out there, I guess. No, it was, fun while it lasted. It was great to see that Talon isn't actually dead, and anytime old Mancer graces our television screens is a good day as far as I'm concerned. Following this here match, we have footage of TJ Crawford and Tony Dempsey attacking Kevin Blackwood, putting the number one draft pick of MLW out of action. Dempsey has been suspended for his actions. Evidently, Crawford has not. I'm not seeing the logic in that one, but whatever, man. Dempsey is a dirty dog, if you will. Backstage with Mr. Saint Laurent, he's got Matt Cardona. He's so excited, preemptively celebrating his championship victory with a new BMW. Cardona is ecstatic. He's always wanted a BMW. He makes out with the car. Yep, that was a thing. We cut backstage to Alex Kane. He talks about his upcoming match with Jacob Fatu. It's going to be a that was then, this is now kind of match, when he's interrupted by the news that Mr. Thomas has been found in the trash. Evidently, they figured out what kind of wrestler Mr. Thomas is. From here, we go to a hype video detailing the history of Filthy Tom Lawler in MLW. Of course, now he's back with the company by proxy of the World Titan Federation. He is in WTF headquarters with Mr. Saint Laurent, start talking about a hostile takeover of MLW because he's not happy with all the deathmatch stuff and all the weird brawling. So now is an opportunity to remake MLW in their own image. Saint Laurent goes to take a phone call and Lawler checks out the briefcase full of cash that is just sitting on the table. Good man that Tom Lawler would have done the same thing. All right. We get another hype package for The Calling, featuring Ricochet and Paige spouting the philosophical mumbo-jumbo of the calling. The weak will be made an example of. I'm assuming he's talking about the second gear crew. And by that assumption, I mean he flat out just calls out the second gear crew. Following that, Sam Laterna is with Jacob Fatu backstage. He talks about training, trying to get this thing right in terms of his World Heavyweight Championship match. He's interrupted by Mr. Saint Laurent, who offers a hot dog and a handshake. And just, you know, talks about Cardona's waiting for Fatu and all that sort of good stuff. Yeah, that was kind of an interesting little segment, noting that Matt Cardona's got a new car. New car. And one more little hype package. We got the Fightland Control Center running over the card for Fightland. Again, that is November 18th at the 2300 Arena. I'll spare you the details from it because, you know, I covered it at the top of the show. So since I've already covered that, we got some extra time. Let's take a pause for the cause. Get yourself an energy drink or whatever it is you have to tide you over for the next 30 seconds. I'll be back un momento. If you're like me, sometimes you need a pick-me-up to get you through the day. I drink Raise Energy for that pickup. Raise comes in a bunch of different flavors, and more recently, Italian Ice, which is great, by the way. And it contains no sugar, so there's no crash after you drink it. And really, like, best of all, if you go through me and go to wetrepsports.com, use my code CASS, you get 15% off your order. So, also, be like Cass, drink Raise Energy. We come back with our second match of the night. It is Jay Bougie with O'Shea Edwards representing the Beaumaye Fight Club, taking on the debuting Brett Ryan Goslin. Ken himself in wrestling form is making his debut tonight. Let's see how that goes. It's going to go quite quick, actually. Before the bell even rings, Goslin attacks Bougie. From there, we get a lot of running the ropes, like so much running the ropes. If nothing else, if we say nothing else about these two competitors, they are stamina fiends. Goslin goes for the eye, short arm clothesline. That is a sweet, sweet victory. Not really, though, because it's only a two count. Goslin locks in a sleeper hold for an inordinate amount of time. Bougie fights out of it, fights back with a German suplex. However, being really explosive is just not enough. As he comes back in the ring, he gets rolled up by Goslin. Goslin holds the ropes to get the three count. Your winner in his MLW debut, Brett Ryan Goslin. I do think, like, especially seeing Goslin's look, really, that's kind of an upset. I totally didn't see Goslin picking up the victory, even if it was his debut, especially over a Beaumaye member in the form of Jay Bougie. I know that Bougie hasn't necessarily, like, climbed the ranks of MLW, but I just didn't think that, he was going to be a jobber fuel right there, and that hurts me to say, because I was, yeah, really hoping for, like, a super awesome match and a super awesome exhibition for Jay Bougie. Instead, we got some Memphis-style ring work from Ryan Goslin there. Brett Ryan Goslin. Victorious BRG, as the boys call him. I am not one of the boys, but that's what he goes by online sometimes. All right, outside of the 2300 Arena, Love Doug accosts a pedestrian. It's called stalking, by the way, regardless of how you do it. Gets, like, toppled over by said pedestrian, gets up. Minoru Suzuki, Angry Murder Grandpa, shows up, gives him a slap for good measure. Oh, that Angry Murder Grandpa, he's so silly, slapping people around. That was great, actually. I did enjoy it. Backstage, our champion Alex Kane is looking for Jacob Fatu. An attendant points off a direction. Mr. Saint Laurent comes out and pays the attendant for a good job of implicating Jacob Fatu in the beating of Mr. Thomas, because that's where that's going on about. Also, in a separate office, Selena De La Renta, she puts over the fact that next week we will see the fusion debut of MLW Women's Champion Jinai Kai. We are also, allegedly, next week, getting some new interview footage of Beaumaye benefactor Don King. He has some words about the Jacob Fatu-Alex Kane fight. Maybe. Possibly. I don't actually know. All right. Looks like We're having a pull apart backstage. Crazy go nuts. Imagine that at a wrestling event. Pull apart backstage between Fatu and Kane. Some rando with a phone show comes up and shows, evidently has footage of Matt Cardona taking out the trash in the form of Mr. Thomas, allowing basically both Kane and Fatu to be like, WTF, matey, and booking it to another area backstage. All right, it is time for our main event of the evening. It is for the MLW Tag Team Championships as the Calling defend against the Second Gear Crew in a tables match. The Calling is officially represented in this match by Akira and the National Openweight Champion, Ricky Shane Page. The Second Gear Crew's tandem for this here event is the one called Manders and Matthew Justice. Rules are simple. No DQs. Match ends when both members of one team is driven through a table. It can be the same table, different tables, doesn't matter. So it's a glorified elimination match in theory, even though there's no DQs, so there's no thing stopping from that member from, you know, not actually leaving. Before the match even starts, continuing the theme of the night, 3 for 3 on this, Gas Mask Goons attack the Second Gear Crew. They are successfully fought off, but not before Akira jumps off the top rope into said group. Akira now has a barbed wire baseball bat. We go to break. Ricky Shane Page has a chair. Manders disarms him, but Akira has one too. So we got some chair in action going over here. Inside the ring, the Calling start arguing over table placement. Think that's a kind of a curious choice, especially once it allows the Second Gear Crew to catch their second gear wind, if you will, mounting a comeback. Unfortunately, Cannonball shows up, squashes everyone, and just, you know, leaves. Casually just comes in, squish, walks out. Wasn't forced to leave or anything like that. He just, I don't know, got bored or something and wandered out. In the meanwhile, this allows the Calling to kind of come back. There are still, like, some issues between Akira and Page. However, Page gets Manders. Manders is on the ring apron. Page is on the top rope, looking to go for a big DDT. However, Manders hits the, well, in the video games we call it the Deadly Drive, but it's just a big body slam from the top rope through a table outside of the ring. It looks like Ricky Shane Page has been eliminated, but immediately after that, because he's the one called Manders and has the attention span of a fruit fly, is immediately hit with a capo kick from Akira and falls through a table like an idiot. So, good job, Manders. You're eliminated too. Anywho, so we're just down to Akira and Matthew Justice. Justice is put on a pair of tables in the ring. Akira goes to the top rope. Justice fights off, and he goes to the top rope too. Akira looks to lock in a submission maneuver on the top rope, which is kind of precarious if you ask me, but I'm not in a tables match. I'm just talking behind a microphone, so what do I know? Anywho, the important thing is that both gentlemen now fall off the top rope through the tables in the ring. The ref doesn't know what to do, so he makes the worst decision he can and calls the match a draw. The crowd wasn't a fan of that. Neither was the one called Manders. And mark it on the calendars, folks. Despite all the trash I just spoke about him within the last 30 seconds, for once, I'm going to approve of the one called Manders' actions in the ring as he takes the ref's head off with a short arm clothesline. That is how you deal with ref bias, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, wow. I kind of feel sick, actually, saying things like agree with Manders and whatnot. So, deep breaths. Deep breaths. Okay. Okay. I think I'm going to be okay. I can finish this. I'm a trooper. I am a tough, tough man. I totally don't have a neck beard. I totally don't live in the basement of my mother's house. It's going to be fine. Anyway, so yeah, we're not actually done yet, so we're not going to fade to black off that clothesline, because Jeff Cannonball shows up, and we're just going to start brawling again. So we had a big old brawl between the Second Gear Crew and the Calling. I'm like, at this point, I'm like, really, like, where's old Mancer? Is he just going to let his friends go? Where's Jimmy Lloyd, who's supposedly a friend of the Second Gear Crew? And hey, proven wrong, here comes old Mancer. He comes out to save the day, clears the ring out. He gets on the microphone, Basically just is like he's gonna preach the second gear crew haven't won any gold in MLW. Boys, what can we do? What do you want? What can we do to change this? Justice gets the microphone and lays down the gauntlet for a ladder match. Didn't set a date, didn't set a time, didn't it kind of almost implied that it was going to be a trios ladder match, but we'll see how that turns out. But it looks like somewhere down the line, we're getting the second gear crew taking on the Calling in a ladders match. And before we wander off, we are backstage. Jay Bougie tells Matt Cardona there's something going on with his car. Cardona runs outside to be accosted by Alex Kane. And in the commotion of that, well, commotion, it is revealed that Jacob Fatu has stolen the prized BMW of Matt Cardona. And that is how we end the show, ladies and gentlemen, with a little bit of vehicular larceny, vehicle theft. There we go. I think that's the proper terminology on that, vehicle theft. So that's how we're gonna end this show with a little bit of vehicle theft. It's been great. It's been a pleasure. Thank you all for listening. Stay tuned for the best ways you can support this here podcast. And as always, check out the Urban Wrestling Network on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, still on YouTube. And of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up SCW Pro, even though we don't have a show. Well, actually, it's about 2 weeks away, their next show. I believe it's the 14th. Of course, Bluegrass Coliseum, it's called The Harvest. So it looks like we are going to go a reaping sponsored event by MLW Confusion. So in the meanwhile, once again, Rob Kammer, thank you all for listening. I'll see you all next week. MLW Confusion is a weekly podcast that is written and performed by Rob Kammer and hosted by Spotify for Podcasters. MLW Confusion is part of the Urban Wrestling Network. You can check out the Underground Rundown on YouTube at Urban Wrestling NW. The background music for this selection is Ruined My Day by Alan Schroeder. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to support, please like, subscribe, and tell your friends, family, and enemies. Leaving a review is also helpful. Word-of-mouth advertisement is very important for small podcasts, such as this one. My social media links can be found in the description, but the Twitter and Instagram is at TheNovaOfCass, TheNovaOfCass, and Facebook is at MLW Confusion, one word. If you'd like to support monetarily and help upgrade my equipment, please check out my virtual tip jar at www.ko-fi.com/Casanova, that is CassOnova. Or if you prefer some more bang for your buck, go to patreon.com/CassOnova to join the MLW Confusion Patreon. For as little as $2 a month, backers get access to the podcast early and ad-free, plus other weekly exclusive content. So join the crew that is headed up by Keith Wynn, Alan Schroeder, and Alex McCarthy and check it out. You can also find t-shirts, coffee mugs, and other merch at the Confusion Podcast store on Teespring, link below. For business inquiries, such as ads and sponsorships, please email rzkammerer, K-A-M-E-R-E-R, at comcast.net. Thank you all for listening. My day by calling.